Chapter 4 Hides 1 They had to go fireless 3 nights instead of 1 or 2. The last was the longest, most wretched 12 hours of Susanna's life.
Is it worse than the night Eddie died? She asked herself at one point.
Are you really saying this is worse than lying awake in one of those dormitory rooms, knowing that was how you'd be lying from then on? Worse than washing his face and hands and feet? Washing them for the ground? Yes, this was worse. She hated knowing it, and would never admit it to anyone else, but the deep, endless cold of that last night was far worse. She came to dread every light breath of breeze from the snowlands to the east and south. It was both terrible and oddly humbling to realize how easily physical discomfort could take control, expanding like poison gas until it owned all the floor space, took over the entire playing field. Grief? Loss? What were those things when you could feel cold on the march, moving in from your fingers and toes, crawling up your motherfucking nose, and moving where? Toward the brain, do it please you. And toward the heart. In the grip of cold like that, grief and loss were nothing but words. No, not even that, only sounds. So much meaningless quack as you sat shuddering under the stars, waiting for a morning that would never come. What made it worse was knowing there were potential bonfires all around them, for they'd reached the live region Roland called the undersnow. This was a series of long, grassy slopes, most of the grass now white and dead, and shallow valleys where there were isolated stands of trees and brooks now plugged with ice. Earlier, in daylight, Roland had pointed out several holes in the ice and told her they'd been made by deer. He pointed out several piles of scat as well. In daylight, such sign had been interesting, even hopeful. But in this endless ditch of night, listening to the steady low click of her chattering teeth, it meant nothing.